In the 1990s, the personal watercraft known by their trade name jet skis were the hottest selling boats in the country. Now sales are starting to level out, but the noise and pollution caused by the machines remain a source of controversy. This month, the EPA is expected to propose emission controls for many recreational vehicles, including jet skis. In some local lakeside communities in New York, residents are already making their own rules against the jet skis. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
When Jay Schechter relaxes in the quiet of his home on Hanawha Pond in northern New York, there's one sound he can't stand. It's a jet ski. Schechter says young kids buzzing up and down the pond in them are driving him crazy.
You know, weaving in and out of traffic and wave jumping and wake jumping and the awful noise. I'm going, literally hours at a time.
Jet skis are different from other motorized boats. They ride high on the water's surface and can easily make sharp turns, so they can come closer to shores and docks at higher speeds than traditional motorboats can. Schechter heard about the new home rule law in New York that allows towns to make their own jet ski rules. At the same time, his neighbors began talking.
I heard complaints about jet skis from recreational boaters, big-time water skiers, older gentlemen who'd been on the pond for many years.
So Schechter spearheaded a campaign to get the machines banned from the water. So far, he hasn't succeeded, but the proposal sparked a controversy on the pond that's divided neighbors into pro and anti-jet ski camps.
I think people didn't know what they were when they first started.
Local jet ski dealer and rider Laurel Rothel thinks jet skis have become a sort of scapegoat in the recreational vehicle battles, and it's hurting her business. She says sales have been slow since the state law came along. Because jet skis are the new thing, she thinks they're taking the blame for lots of noisy and reckless behavior.
You can get somebody in a little race boat doing the same thing, or you can get somebody on a dirt bike or on a motorcycle or on an ATV, or even the old truck driving it down the road, you know, and on the camp roads or things.
New York's home rule law is the most sweeping of its kind in the country. Some people say the problems with jet skis go well beyond noise and safety, though. The two-stroke engines in jet skis are heavy polluters, dumping up to a third of their fuel into the air and water. State environmental officials say that one day of jet ski play emits as much pollution as a new car driven 100,000 miles. Sean Smith of Blue Water Network, a national environmental group, says jet skis endanger fish and birds, too.
The way they're designed, they don't have propellers. They're powered by a jet pump. That allows them to get into waterways where conventional boats cannot. And often these waterways are very shallow and represent some of the most sensitive habitats for wildlife, breeding grounds, nesting areas, that type of thing.
Jet skis are already banned in most national parks. But industry representatives say advances in technology will soon silence the complaints. Manita Fontaine directs the Personal Watercraft Industry Association. She says new jet skis are already 75% cleaner and 70% quieter than the older models.
People will have to look at what it is they don't like about personal watercraft, because it certainly will not be the fact that there are any environmental impacts. And maybe people will have to see if, in fact, it's just simple prejudice.
Back on Hanawha Pond, John Omohundro, another jet ski opponent, says the controversy raises an ongoing question for all neighborhoods, whether the offender is the leaf blower, the snowmobile, or the jet ski.
Where does your right to play any way you want to start to interfere with my right for peace and quiet, clean air, clean water, safety? I'm interested in that issue.
So are many other people. New York's law is less than a year old. So far, only one community has adopted a ban. But residents from many more towns around the state are expected to pack public meetings to bring their jet ski restrictions to a vote. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Hanawha Falls, New York.